Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A murder investigation is underway following a house fire in Perth South around 1 a.m. this morning. The body of a 30-year-old woman has been found in the Warnbra house, while a 35-year-old man and a 3-year-old girl are being treated in hospital for smoke inhalation. Detectives are treating the case as suspicious. A pilot has suffered serious injuries following a plane crash in Perth South this afternoon. The 73-year-old was the only person on board the small aircraft when it went down at Jandakot Airport around 1:15. The Transport Safety Bureau is investigating. Properties and lives are still under threat in the state's south as a raging bushfire continues. Parts of Denmark and Manjimup are under an emergency warning. An evacuation centre is open at the Walpole Sports and Recreation Centre. The death toll from a mass whale stranding in WA South has risen to 29. Sadly, a whale calf, likely orphaned during the event, had to be euthanised today. The pilot whale's health was deteriorating as it swam around Eagle Bay in search of its pod. A $96 million top-up to tackle family and domestic violence will be included in the upcoming state budget. The Minister for the Prevention of Family and Domestic Violence, Sabine Winton, says a shared approach is the only way to stop perpetrators.
Family domestic violence happens everywhere, right around the state, right around this country. There are women and children who are experiencing family domestic violence, and it has no demographic boundary.
To sport, Brisbane star Lachie Neal has copped his second striking charge of the season. He and Giants veteran Callan Ward have both been fined for striking each other in last night's clash in Canberra, while Essendon defender Mason Redman has also been fined for striking Collingwood recruit Lachie Schultz. Up tonight for round 7 are the Saints and Port battling it out in Adelaide. Tomorrow, Pat Voss and Cooper Simpson are set to debut for Frio against the Bulldogs. Meanwhile, West Coast will welcome back Liam Ryan for Sunday's away game with the Suns.